The top 10 lies that women tell in this survey were, nothing's wrong, I'm fine. Oh, this isn't new, I've had it for ages. Number 3, it wasn't that expensive. Number 4, it was on sale. Number 5, I'm on my way. Number 6, I don't know where it is, I haven't touched it. Number 7, I didn't have that much to drink. Number 8, I've got a headache. Number 9, no, I didn't throw it away. And number 10, sorry, I missed your call. Now, this is from people in the UK, and I'm thinking, you know, I think the culture here is different, especially in the black community. I think the lies are slightly different. Now, no, I did not prepare any, but I can just give you some off the top of my head. The guys will say, this is a real common one around here, like you call the guy, and he'll answer the phone, and you would swear he was like, he just woke up from a coma. He was so sleepy.
Hello? Hello? Oh, hey, girl. I was asleep.
Liar! You know your behind wasn't asleep. And, you know, but they want to do that because they want to get you off the phone, and they don't really want to talk to you. There could be a reason, like there's another woman there. Or, you know, he's ready to do something that he knows he don't have no business doing, and he doesn't want you, you know, coming around or being on the phone while it's going down. There's something like that. Or he was supposed to call you and he didn't because he was doing whatever he was doing. So that fake sleep one, that's a big one with the brothers. Oh my God, that's like I don't know, I'd put that one up way up there, like at number 3. They have no, your bum doesn't look big in that. But I think this one where I was fake, the dude's fake sleep, I think that's the number 3 in this country. And we also have the lies. Now, they're talking about, I guess, why you're already in the relationship. But since I deal with a lot of singles, the dynamics between the male and female are a bit different. And so, you know, a lot of these issues might not come up until you are a couple. So as a single, they're going to lie about their age. They're going to lie about how much money they make. They may lie about their weight or, you know, physique for men. They may lie about something in their past that they don't really want you to know about, like the fact that they're still married, for instance. Or that you're still, you know, fooling around with baby mama number 3 or, you know, whatever. There's some kind of element, skeleton in the closet thing that they don't want you to know. So they lie about it. They cover that up. So I think, you know, I think that things, you know, if you're single, things are even more risky that you will be told the truth. That's why it really is amazing to me when I, you know, get with women and these guys, you know, I meet these guys, I don't know anything about these guys. And, you know, they start parroting back what he said. And, you know, they're basing their life and their choices based on what he said with absolutely no proof. And I'm not saying you have to go through every life, your whole life, you know, not believing everything that people say. What I'm saying is until you know that someone is, you know, on the up and up, why would you base decisions that you make that are going to have a long-term impact on your life on the unknown? That's what I'm saying. So to me, you know, sure, you can give people a benefit of the doubt and, you know, you trust them until they're proven untrustworthy, but that's light. I mean, it's kind of like going to the beach. First you walk across the sand and then you go put your foot in the water and then you walk into the water up to your knees, you splash around a little bit, get yourself wet, then you dive in. Okay, but some of these girls, they streak across the sand and they dive in. And they don't know what they're diving into. They don't know the temperature of the water. They don't know the depth of the water. They don't really know anything because they're just diving in without looking. I'm advocating the looking. And so I have a hard time when people say, well, you know, how was I supposed to know that he or she was lying to me? And I think that, you know, taking your time and spending a little time looking, listening, and putting your toe in the water, like I said, will give you the answers to those questions. You won't be so taken by someone's fabrications. Now, Ms. Williams, you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do. This is Devonay Unleashed.
Well, hi, Devonay Unleashed.
And how are you?
Girl, I'm fine. I'm doing one of talking about crazy stuff. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Absolutely fantastic. I just wanted to make a little comment. I love what you're talking about, and I just wanted to make a comment.
Oh, I'm all for it.
Okay. Do you want me to say it now? Or is it,
oh, yeah.
I'm hearing you still hear a voice back in the back, but it's okay. I'd like to ask, when you talk about lying, it's a variety. Lying, there's a lot of stuff up under the word lie, because some people really think that they're lying, and it's okay, because they feel as though if I do this, I'm going to prevent this person from being hurt. Mm-hmm. So they say it's a lie. Of course, it's because you're going to be hurt either way it goes. But my question is to you, Deborah, if the lie becomes into your body and it makes your life miserable, do you just keep it to yourself, or do you really go out and do what you can do in 2012 as far as getting a detective or trying to find out, going on the internet to see this person's background? Is that better?
I am of the mind, I did a show before I had these internet, these detectives on, and they were talking about the need to do background checks on people and all this kind of stuff. And I suppose if you were considering this person for long-term mate, are you going to bring them into your house over your kids, or, involve yourself with them financially into maybe some joint business venture or something like that, then that might be necessary. But if you're just casually dating, I don't think all that's indicated. I'm a firm believer that women have an innate sense of knowing. And when that little spidey voice goes off, you get that little tingle that tells you there's something wrong here, pay attention to it. What women do, though, is, I'm just tripping. It's all right. He's okay. And they talk themselves out of it. That little voice is warning you that there is something wrong. It may be something innocuous, but the fact that you're feeling it at all is a warning sign to pay attention, that means there's danger here for you. Something is making you feel unsettled and unsafe. And women should tune in. I think if more people would do that. So I don't really think that, it's necessary on the lightweight dating tip to go through all that drama. If you feel like this guy is not trustworthy, then dump him. That's it. Move on to the next.
Exactly. That sounds like, it's common sense. But you know how some girls are. They're always paranoid because of being hurt, maybe in another relationship or something. So they're paranoid, and so what should women do about that paranoia? What steps should they take to say, look, I'm tired of being paranoid every man I meet. I want to know his whole history. What should I do?
Take their time. And I think, in our society, especially with females, there's a lot of pressure to become committed and to, quote, have a man, quote, get a man, and to be sexual. Well, not every woman can go to bed with a guy and hop up and be like, oh, thanks, and be on about her business without a care in the world. Most will develop some kind of attachment to that man for the sheer reason that they had sex with him. No other reason. So I know it's really old-fashioned, but I use this as more of a tool of protection for female psyche. Stop sleeping with all these different dudes. Just because you're dating him does not mean you have to get in bed with him. And if you don't like it, too bad, give him the boot. But this is about your protection. So when women, if they get involved too deep by sleeping with guys too soon, then, of course, they want to form a relationship because of the sex that they had, not really looking at who is this I'm having the relationship with. And they kind of do things backwards. So then by then, if they're trying to work with a fool, a liar, they're dealing with his lies, they're trying to negotiate with him and all this kind of stuff. When had you not had sex with him, you could have easily cut him from the team and been on about your business.